Hi, and welcome back to ASIC's Movement for Mind and Session 2. I hope you enjoyed Session 1 and are looking forward to getting back into it. Today, we're going to bring our attention to the body and allow ourselves to notice how we move. I will guide you through a simple but effective form of body scan. We're also going to do a recap of the gears as we'll be working with them throughout the program. Again, our sessions last for about 30 minutes, 5-minute warm-up, 20 minutes for the main session, and we'll finish off with a 5-minute cool-down. So, get yourself outside and ready to move, and as always, if you need to pause the audio for a minute to find a place where you can start moving, then do that now. All right, ready? For this session, we're going to stick to the same warm-up and cool-down routine as last time. So let's start with an easy jog. Gear 2, remember? If not, no worries. Just choose a pace that feels relaxed and comfortable to you. And remember to breathe. Stay relaxed. Now, we're going to get that heart rate up a little. So we'll start with high knees. Bring your knees as high as possible while you're jogging and keep that gentle pace. You can help by swinging your arms, exaggerate those movements, but stay proud in your posture and look straight ahead. Great. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, and back to easy jog. So you should feel your heart rate has gone up. And if you need to, just catch your breath. And we'll get ready for the next one. So keep the same pace, easy jog. But now try to kick your heels back. See if your heels can reach your buttocks, so your legs will be working a little bit more. And again, swing those arms for support. Look straight ahead. Good. I'll count you down. 3, 2, and 1. Good job. Back to easy jog. So now, while you jog, try to find a place where you can stop, and we'll finish off with 2 more exercises on the spot. As mentioned before, if you need to pause the audio for a minute to find a spot, just go ahead. All right, so do you remember the leg swings? Grab onto a railing or just something to hold on to. Put one hand on your hip and start swinging one leg back and forth from the hip. Okay, like a pendulum. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Switch to the next leg. And again, swing from the hips. Keep a straight posture. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right. So the last exercise, we're going to walk out those calves. Again, you can use a railing or a wall, something to push against. And stand with your feet next to each other, quite a little distance then from the wall. So you're leaning forward towards the wall and keep your left leg straight with your foot planted to the ground and bend your right leg just a little with the weight at the front of your right foot. Now you're going to alternate those legs. So walking out those calves one at a time. Make sure to get that stretch. This is a dynamic stretch exercise. And 1, two, three, four, and five. Great. So that was the warm up, and now it's time for the main session. All right, so you can start moving in the gear of your choice if you're not moving already. And as I mentioned in the warm-up, we're going to do a body scan today. But first, let's do a quick recap of the gears. So just keep moving in that gear of your choice, and I will go through the five different gears, and then we'll do an exercise that will help you move in a more natural and relaxed way for the rest of the program. So just to remind you, gear one, slow jog. Gear two, easy jog. Gear three, running comfortably. Gear four, tempo run. And gear five, fast run. Those are the five gears that we are working with all the way through. So now we'll do the exercise. Remember up and down the ladder? We'll do that one time. I will guide you through it, just like in the first session. And when I say go, you switch into the next gear. Start with gear one, slow jog. Go. Now remember, this should feel slow. So if it does, yeah, you're doing it right. Breathing is easy. Heart rate should barely rise. And the body stays relaxed. See how that feels in your body, in your breath. And when going up and down the ladder, see how the different gears differ from each other. All right. From gear one, you're going to slightly increase the pace while keeping that easy and relaxed feeling in the body. So gear two, easy jog, go. So while you're moving in gear two, I want to take the opportunity to remind you of the three things that will guide you through the entire ASICS Movement for Mind program. Breathe, connect, and enjoy. Great. We're going to get ready for gear number three, running comfortably. Your pace should be easy enough to hold for a longer run, but hard enough to feel the effort. Go. So this is gear three. You're moving with a purpose, with determination, but still relaxed, still breathing. All right, so now before we get into gear four and five, I just want to remind you that if you feel that you can't keep up the pace in any of the gears, then just adjust your pace for that gear. Everyone should have those five gears in them. It's all about being comfortable with what they mean for you. A gear five is pretty high effort, but we won't be in there for long. Find the intensity that works for you. You're in charge, and you've got this. Okay, so time for gear number four, tempo run. You're going to pick up the pace. Conversation is down to a few words. You should feel your heart rate rise. Go. How's that feeling in your body? How's your breath? From here, prepare yourself for gear number five, fast run. This is one notch away from a sprint, but still keep it controlled. Okay, go. Good job. Just a few seconds and time to go down the ladder. Gear number four, go. Nice job. Keep control of the breath. Gear number three, go. See if that change did anything to your breath or to the way your body moves. And get ready for gear number two, go. This is the easy jog. And gear number one, slow jog, go. All right. Good job working your way up and down the ladder. So hopefully your body's becoming more and more familiar with the different gears and how they feel. And don't worry if a gear didn't feel exactly the same as you remembered it from last session. It's perfectly normal. So, now just keep moving in a gear that feels comfortable. Now, I think gear two would work best here. Not too slow, but completely in control. And I'm going to help you scan down your body just to check in with how you're moving. And we're gently going to see if any adjustments can be made to make that movement more natural and efficient. In the coming weeks, we have experts who will help you learn to breathe and move more mindfully. But what we're going to do here is get you set in a good place to begin with, really working on the basics of natural movement. Now, in general, we want to move as relaxed and efficiently as possible, whether we're running or walking. So this is not about forcing you to move in a particular way. I'm simply going to give you a few tips on what you can bring your attention to. It may seem like a lot, but just bear with me and we'll take this step by step. So you're moving in a gear of your choice. Now imagine a string at the top of your head, pulling you straight, pulling that posture straight from the top of your head down the neck through the spine. See what that does to your body. It just brings you a little straighter. Maybe stops your head from falling forward. Now with that sensation, keep moving, keep breathing, and stay relaxed. And from here, we're going to go to the face. You may notice a little tension in there. Maybe the jaw, the eyebrows even. So as you exhale, just let it go. Good. So let's move on down to your neck. Are you holding any tension in there? Maybe you're pushing your head forward as you move, like a racehorse. If so, just relax it. Ease it back to see if you can line up your ears above your shoulders. That's a good way to keep the head balanced and comfortable. Now, as you do this, you'll find you naturally look straight ahead. Now, this is an important thing to remember as you go through the sessions, because when you look ahead instead of looking down on the ground or on your feet, it places your neck in a better position and helps the flow of air to your lungs. You feel that? You can play around with the position by looking down on your feet. See how that feels. And then looking up straight ahead. All right. Moving on. Down to the shoulders. This is a classic place to carry tension. So see if with each exhale you can relax your shoulders, pull them back down a little. We don't want our shoulders high up under our ears. Good. Let's take a few deep breaths and bring your attention to your shoulders. All right, so from the shoulders, we're going to bring our attention to the arms. Now, your arms can help you move forward more efficiently. So how are your arms moving? Are they swinging back and forth? Side to side, or in a straight line? Maybe they sway across your body. Or do you tend to have very little arm movement? It's quite common that we end up placing our hands in front of us while walking or running, especially when we get tired. I used to think that it saved me energy, but it's actually the opposite. You should strive to have your arms swinging back and forth from the shoulder joint, in a straight line at the side of your body, pointing straight ahead. Try not to have them crossing over the center line of the body. Let's play around with that. See if you can adjust your arm swing without forcing anything. How's that going? Now here's something to try. Instead of driving your hands back and forth, focus on driving the elbows back, as if it were elbowing something behind you. Then let it swing forward, nice and relaxed. Good job. Focus on the elbows and your arms swinging from the shoulder joint. All right, so we are moving on, bringing our attention to the hands. Now remember, still moving forward in a gear of your choice. As I recommended, gear 2, easy jog. Great. Now see if you can notice how your hands feel. Are they tense? Relaxed? How are your fingers? We really don't want too much tension in the hands. And we don't want your wrists too loose either. So you can imagine that you're holding an egg in each hand. You don't want to drop them. They might even be empty shells, light and fragile. So keep them secure, but don't crush them. So just move for a while and see how that feels. Great. All right, so now we have the chest, upper back, lower back. And again, to help you with posture, you can use that string again. Imagine it pulling at the top of your head, through the neck, through the spine, pulling your chest up, helping you get that proud posture. And still, try to stay relaxed. I know when adjusting things, it's easy to add a little tension, but just remind yourself to breathe and stay relaxed. Okay, now I know there's a lot to think about here. I know. So for a few steps, just focus on breathing, keeping it relaxed, deep and calm. And keep moving forward in that comfortable gear. And let the different parts of the body naturally fall into place. You'll be amazed how the body adapts to these simple little adjustments. All right, so now it's time for the hips. This will be the last part of the body scan, which will help you move more naturally and also benefit your breathing. So become aware of the hips and what position they are, how they're moving. Do you feel like they're leading you forward or rocking side to side? It's quite common to let the hips sink backwards, especially when you get tired. And then you will be bending forward at the waist and running or moving in a more sitting position with your butt pushed out behind you. So see if you can focus gently on pushing your hips forward, using your core muscles and your glutes to tilt the pelvis into a neutral position. Just play around with the different positions of your hips and see how that feels. Can you feel the difference? It's always good to engage the core and the glutes when working on your movement and posture. Otherwise, when you get tired, the pelvis starts to tilt down. You let go of your core muscles, arching your back. And that's more tiring and can lead to injury. And we want to avoid that. Now, I like to imagine having two wires attached to the hips, one on each side. And the wires are attached in front of me to a kite that's pulling me forward and just slightly upwards. So I'm kite surfing. I use this especially when I'm tired on a run to help me get my body in a better position. Are you kite surfing? Is it pulling you forward and slightly upwards? Great. All right, so now we've scanned the body. Now, this is a really great way to focus your mind when you're moving. You're not distracted. You're not worried. You just bring the attention to each part of the body in turn, and you'll find that you're more relaxed, breathing better, and really in the moment. Before we cool down, I'll give you a few moments to remind yourself of some of the things we talked about today. Just keep moving. And start by imagining that string pulling you straight through the top of your head. Remember how we can ease any tension in the face, shoulders, even in the hands. And how your arms are swinging like pendulums from the shoulder joint. And your hips. Think about that kite pulling your hips forward a little as we move. All of this will help you stay strong, balanced, and relaxed throughout the program. Okay, let's drop down to gear one now. Nice and slow. We've covered a lot today, but I promise it'll help you move in a more natural and efficient way. Very well done. Remember, you can always do this scan wherever you are. If you feel like you're carrying some extra tension, just focusing on your body will help you connect better to the moment. Okay. It's time for the cool down. Find a place, a spot where you can do some exercises to get your body cooled down. And if you need to pause, do that now. So, like I said in the first session, the cool down will help you stay injury-free and to recover faster. And it'll help your body feel more ready for your next session, when you'll meet your first expert. Have you found a place to stretch? With something to hold on to, maybe? Great. So let's start with a quad stretch, gently stretching out the front of the thigh. This one may require a little bit of balance, so just make sure to hold on to something if you feel like you need to. Stand straight, balanced on your left foot. Slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks, grab onto your foot with your right hand, and keep your back nice and straight. Now pull gently on the foot for the stretch. You can also push your hips forward just a little, and hold there for 20 seconds. And breathe, always. 5. 10. Great. 15. And go a little bit deeper into the stretch. 20. Good job. Switch legs. And try not to look down. Just look straight ahead. Find that stretch. Push your hips forward. And 5. Ten. Keep going. 15. Little bit deeper into the stretch. 20. Great. Now, if you feel that you have to shake out those legs, do so. And let's get ready for the next exercise, which is a calf stretch. This is the same cool down as before, just to get you used to the stretches. We will introduce some new ones in the coming weeks, so I hope you're excited about that. Now, find a wall or a lamppost, something to put your hands against, as if you were pushing it out of the way. Okay, put one foot in front of the other and keep your back leg straight with your foot planted on the ground. Now, find the stretch in the back calf by pushing your hips forward, all the while keeping that back foot planted to the ground. Find the stretch, just nice and easy, and hold it for 20 seconds. 5. 10. Keep breathing. 15. And if you want to, you can go deeper into the stretch. And 20. Great. Now, it can feel like a long time, but it's important to give the muscles a chance to relax and to let you switch to a more relaxed mindset as we finish up the session. So stick with me. Great. Switch legs. And again, find the stretch. Keep your body straight and push your hips forward. And 5. 10. 15. And again, if you want to go deeper into the stretch, 20. Great. Really nice. Now, this will be the last one. It's a gentle hamstring again. And like I mentioned, it's easy to become tight in the hamstring after moving. So it's always a good idea to try to loosen them up just a little bit, but do not pull on it too hard. Great. So stand with one foot in front of the other. Bend the back knee and put your hands on that knee and put some weight on it. From here, you tilt forward at the waist while keeping your front leg straight. And as you tilt forward, you should feel a stretch in the hamstring down the back of your thigh in that straight front leg. Hold it for 20 seconds. 5. Good job. 10. 15. And 20. Great. So just switch legs. Get yourself in the same position. Front leg straight. Back knee bent. Tilt at the waist. Find the stretch. And hold. 5. 10. 15. Go a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. Great job. All right. So we're done with the cool down. Now, I know there's a lot to think about with the body scan, but don't worry if you can't remember it all. Just work slowly down from the top of your head and you'll find that it'll come back to you. And throughout your day, try to give yourself a moment to bring your attention to your body by using the body scan. It's a great way to regain a sense of relaxation. Your next session will be with Gray Cause. Gray is a movement coach and a breath expert. I promise you're going to love his sessions. Keep an eye out for the message with a link to access those for next week. For now, keep breathing, stay connected, and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back next time to get you ready for session 3. See you then.